Safety first. That's my motto. When one is doing dangerous work, one must pay careful attention to the safety of one's body. You know what I mean? But one day, I'll be a camp counselor, and I'll be running this place. I'll be shaping and molding youthful minds into a focused worldview. Yep. Ernest P. Worrell, camp counselor. An extraordinary thing to witness.
Here, just like old times.
Yeah? Isn't it? Remember all the fun we had last summer?
Okay, let's start things off right. What do you say?
my hand.
Not a bad attitude, son.
Welcome to another great summer here at Camp Kickakee! Yeah! Right here, on this very ground, Indians once tested their young braves and taught them the ways of the forest. And right here, you'll be tested and taught too, just as they were hundreds of years ago. Swimming, fire building, cooking, camping, archery, wilderness survival. For those of you who accept the challenge, there'll be a ceremony of the blade, the stone, and the arrow. Wow. All right, guys, let's go! Yeah.
morning, Ernest.
Oh, hi, Miss St. Cloud. The sun rides high in its path across the heavens. Where is the red chaise lounge?
Ernest, what I came down here for
you
is...
You know, engineering your lifeguard stand is an important business. You have got to figure your angles just right. Of course, I won't always be fixing things around here. One day, I will be a full-fledged counselor. I have learned all the steps in the path of the brave. I have memorized the handbook. And I learned the Kickakee sign language. If only they'd give a fella a chance.
I'm sure they will, Ernest.
Nuh-uh.
But the real reason I'm here is to see if you've gotten all your shots.
Shots. Yeah. Okay. How's that grandfather of yours nowadays? I haven't seen him around lately.
Oh, he's out at his place. I worry about him sometimes. He's so old. But these woods are his home.
Yeah, he's a wise man. Doesn't believe in modern things like shots.
That's right. He lives by the old ways. In fact, he thinks I'm wasting time studying medicine.
Shouldn't you have a little more practice before you go around sticking needles in people?
I've had lots of practice. If I keep doing it, I might even get good at it.
See ya. Cold, wet nose, color's good. No fever.
Well, come on now, Ernest. You know this isn't going to hurt much.
I can take it, Miss St. Cloud. Real men can take it, and I'm a real man. A man with a hearty smile, a stout back, with grit in his teeth and nails in his knuckles. A man who has never tasted quiche.
Is that your smallest needle?
I did it! I took the Lindbergh baby! I am Joseph Mengele! Oh.
Well, as you men know, our camp's been selected by the governor's staff to take part in his program for disadvantaged youngsters. He calls it Operation Second Chance.
Some camps have all the luck.
And I just got notification that the second chances are going to be ready to be picked up today. And I wanted you guys to be prepared for it.
Better hide your wallet.
Yeah, and get at your brass knuckles.
We're already short-handed. How are we going to handle those delinquents?
Oh, they're not delinquents. They're just boys from a bit rougher environment than most of us.
You mean underage criminals?
No, they're not. They're all residents of the State Institute for Boys, but they're not criminals. Stennis, I'm going to let you be their counselor.
Why do I get stuck with them?
Because you've got the most experience. Besides, after you get to know those
boys...
Well,
I'm not going to take any crap off of them. If they get out of line, I'm going to knock them back in.
Ross, listen to me. Just do the best you can. If you can't handle it, we'll have no choice. We'll have to send them back.
Well, I can handle them all right. Yeah, a little discipline's probably just what they need.
Ernest, will you take the bus over and get those second chances for me?
Bad luck and me, we are old friends. Dealt me the losing hand once again. Now I'm doing time and time ain't kind. Sun comes up, but it don't ever shine.
Oh, I can't wait to get out of here.
Any place better than this, don't.
Shut up, you two. Last warning, you get out of line and you don't go.
Ooh.
Hi, fellas. You ready for your big summer of learning the ways of the forest and the path of the brave and that sort of thing?
If you ask me, this second chance stuff is a total waste of time, Mr.
Worrell. Ernest P. Worrell.
I don't envy whoever has to look after this bunch of punks. They're trouble all the way.
My motto is, I never met a bad kid.
Then let me introduce you to some. These misfits were selected by their ward officers as those most in need of help. This is the ringleader, Bobby Wayne. He's been in and out of institutions like this since he was 11.
Since I was 9.
And this is Crutchfield, 12 years old and already a master thief.
It's like a gift or something.
Thanks.
Here's Danny Simpson. He comes from a long line of troublemakers.
It's a family tradition. I've got a reputation to uphold.
And the Albert Einstein of this institution, Chip Osgood. Butch Too Cool Vargas.
Hey, Moose! Hurry up, man!
It's Mustafa, the runt of the litter. I told you it's dangerous to run with things in your mouth.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
All aboard that's going ashore.
Here we go. Life in the fast lane.
Oh, nice bus. Does it run?
Boy, we're going to have a great time this summer. We got boating and camping and swimming and Indian lore. And I've got everything fixed up for you, too.
Guess who?
Let's see. Bobby? No, not Moose, not Osgood. Now, don't tell me, really, I'm really good at this, I really am. Let's see.
Turn left, Ernest!
Vargas.
No,
okay.
Hey, guys, when the new campers get here, let's give them a big camp kick and key welcome, okay?
Our leader's the biggest geek of them all.
Not Crutchfield. Crutchfield, that's it. I knew it was Crutchfield all along.
What happened?
Ernest wasn't watching the road.
All right, you guys move out. This ain't a pleasure cruise. Come on, move. You guys line up.
Frankly, I'm disappointed in you, Ernest. I give you a simple task to do, and this is what I get. I don't know how you can ever expect to be a counselor.
You're right, Mr. Tipton. He's just not counselor material.
It's not my fault.
All right, let's go.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tipton. I'll try to do better. Boys.
Let's go. Keep it moving.
Well, this is it. You're home away from prison. Stennis, the delinquents you ordered? All yours. Have fun, guys.
The name's Stennis. Counselor Stennis to you. Let's go move it. It's inside. All right, get this place cleaned up. Mess hall, 10 minutes.
What a dump. Like Project Last Chance to me.
Come on, gang. Follow me.
Well, well, looks like Daddy's little gentlemen are glad to see us.
Yeah, if White Break and Talk it fit in right here.
There's a lot of love in this room. I can feel it, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm moved.
Hi, fellas. Boy, do I have something special prepared for your first day at camp.
Hey, what is this stuff?
Oh, it's sugar pops with a gravy casserole with just a soupçon of bologna walnut fudge and a pork marinade. I think it'll be a real boost for the fiber of American youth. Isn't it, Jay?
Well, of course it is.
Doesn't smell too bad.
Yeah, that's the guy who once ate 2 pounds of modeling clay.
clay. Yellow modeling clay. That's the secret ingredient to eggs erroneous.
You refuse the proteins like bouillon.
Well, of course it would. Get back to work.
Fall down and go
bomb. Looks like he needs special classes in walking.
Hey, Dipstick, you ever pick on anybody your own size or just little kids? Hey, can I help it if the kid can't walk?
It was an accident.
An accident, huh? Well,
what? What do you know? Another accident.
There must be something going around.
Think you're doing?
This!
Oh my God, he can't breathe!
Let's do something, come on.
All right, come on, guys, I got him!
Back off!
He's steady now. Be careful.
Dish has got to go all the way to the waterfront, gentlemen. Maybe by then some of the fight will be out of your system.
Man, this isn't fair. They started it.
Yeah, man, it tripped moose.
You boys have got to learn. If you play, pay.
Hey, don't work too hard, fellas.
Yeah, life's a ditch, guys.
Can you dig it?
I just want one clean shot at Blondie.
Now, Eddie, if you don't stir it, it'll clot on you.
Something burning?
Here, look what I got for you. Look at that.
Jake's specialty du jour, eggs erroneous. It's made with powdered eggs and 17 herbs and spices smuggled into this country by Tibetan monks.
Ernest, I want you to cut yourself a big knock out of these eggs erroneous.
No, I can't eat on an empty stomach.
Well, of course you can. Eddie doesn't. Look at that rosy glow to his teeth.
No.
Oh, come on, Bill.
No.
Now, Ernest, would somebody dressed like this lie to you about food?
Fond as I am of Tibetan cooking, a hungry lion hunts best. Know what I mean?
Now, come on. Take your little bite.
No.
Come on, Bill.
No.
Open big.
No.
Come on.
No.
Ernest?
No.
Ernest?
No.
Ernest?
No.
Eddie, it's time for the plane to go to hangar.
Isn't there a rabbit over there?
A rabbit, Jake. We could use a rabbit.
Rabbit! That's it! A rabbit! A big fat rabbit with all of its shots!
Hey, you boys got a look all your own.
Uh-oh! Should have been ready.
You snooze, you lose.
All right, everybody to the line.
Come on,
Mustafa, Moose, whatever they call you, now. So, you're the only one that can't swim, eh?
Well, you're gonna learn the Stennis way.
No!
Glad to help out.
Well, meatheads, we're going to try this again. This time it's to the end of the lake and back. Everybody in the water.
He's learning to swim the Stennis way.
Yeah. My leg!
It's a shame about Counselor Stennis' accident.
It was no accident.
I don't know what to do. I mean, it's important to make the experiment work.
Send them back. Get them out of here.
These guys have no respect for anything.
The main problem is we're already short-handed. What we need is another counselor.
Hey, I got an idea.
Ernest, have you ever had any group leadership experience?
I had an ant farm once.
Close enough. How'd you like to be a counselor?
Are you kidding? You mean a real counselor? A counselor like you guys? A counselor?
Just like us, Ernest.
Oh, Mr. Tipton, that's great. And I'll do a great job. A great job. And I'll do my regular work, too.
Oh, I can't believe it's true. Me, a counselor. Oh, a real counselor. I can't believe it. Oh, thank you, Mr. Tipton. Thank you. A real counselor, a really, really, real, real, really, 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 real counselor. Thank you, Mr. Tipton. Thank you.
As your counselor, I will be taking you deep into the forest in search of actual nature. We'll be traveling fast, moving light, keeping our ears to the grindstone. So stay together, be remindful of the weather, and for heaven's sakes, don't pick it, or it will never heal.
This guy looks like a walking army surplus store.
The Salvation Army. I feel like the blind are leading the stupid. What a loser. Hey, Rambo, where are we going?
Maybe he knows a shortcut.
Maybe we're lost.
What is this, Wild Kingdom?
Yeah, boys, isn't it great to get off the beaten path? Get out where nature really lives. None of that theme park stuff here, know what I mean?
Come on, Ernest, you're gonna get us lost.
Well, we were lost for weeks in Nam. I was under fire, my body riddled with shrapnel, malaria, mono, wet socks.
So, how do we get out of here?
Yeah, we were rough, tough, and hard to bluff. Men of iron, men who had never tasted quiche.
Really?
Oh, you couldn't even get quiche in Nam.
Gosh, Ernest, I guess you've done about everything.
Some men try, and some men die. Hey.
Waiting on you.
Mr. Blatz, it looks like we're making progress, sir. This sample is over 20% petricite.
20%? Well, this little expedition may be worth something yet. Talk to me, George.
Well, Mr. Blatz, I've been studying the results of the exploratories, and the big hit is right here at Camp Tippity.
Let's hear it.
Did you get it?
No. I couldn't get the old Indian to budge. Sherman, he might as well be on another planet.
I don't want your excuses. I want results.
All right, Sherman, I'll give it another try.
Oh, I have to remind you, Mr. Blatz, just how valuable petricite is to the space program and every other defense contractor in the world. What we're talking about here is the largest deposit ever found. There are millions at stake here. So why don't you get your tight little lawyer's butt over to the camp and get me that lease?
Learning to make a fire without matches and gasoline is essential. You need to know the basic physics of friction. It's a simple rule of nature. You know, you can make a fire this way. Boy, is it painful.
Oh!
This guy.
Boys, look. A family of badgers, just as I promised you, actual nature. El Badgerus Maximus Ferocius with young. The young look just like the regular badgers, only smaller. Now, here's a lesson to be learned. Although they look cute and cuddly, don't ever, ever do this to a family of badgers.
All right, time to practice first aid.
This is a real nice field dressing, fellas, but I can't breathe.
What's that, Ernest? I can't hear you. You've got gauze in your mouth.
I said I can't breathe. Get me out of here fast.
Did you say fast?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. We'll have you out of there in a jiffy. Just stick tight. We'll be out of there. Just hold on.
What happened?
Ernest was teaching his first aid.
Well, at least nobody was hurt.
Look, Miss St. Cloud, how can I convince you here? This is the chance of a lifetime for you and your grandfather. Now, he will receive 5%. 5% royalty, Chief, on every ounce of petricite that Crater Mining pulls from the ground. Now, we're talking a lot of money here. Well over $1 million in just the first year.
All right. I'll try again.
Thank you.
But I know my grandfather. You will have great wealth if you let these men own the land. He says, who can own a tree? Who can own a rock? Only the Great Spirit. Mr. Blatz, this camp is here because these were ancient ceremonial grounds. My grandfather and I are the last members of our tribe. This is part of a sacred trust. My grandfather thinks of those boys as young braves who keep alive the tradition of our ancestors.
I'm sorry to hear that, Miss St. Cloud. But have a nice day.
Hey, Bobby Wayne, let's see that. Now that is a real beauty. Let your buddy Ernest show you how to put a razor edge on that dog, how about it? First, you wet the stone. That's the hard part. Then you hold the knife
at a perfect 45-degree angle and run it briskly down the stone and through the meat of the hand. There you go. Razor sharp. Is that a rabbit over there?
First aid.
First aid.
Eddie, the way I've got this figured is the new liver loaf lunch arranger can feed the entire camp in 2 minutes. It slices, it dices, it juliennes. And it teaches respect.
Yes, Jake. The liver loaf lunch arranger has taken us one step closer to the elusive Ixarunis.
Ready, Eddie? Lobster bisque.
Lobster biscuit, Jake. Ready, ready.
No, no, not the lobster bisque. Oh, you don't want to go in the liver loaf arranger? No! Okay, I won't put you in there then.
You and your sappy friend, too.
No, no!
I love crustaceans here. Put a rip. All right, got it, Jake. Got it. Elevate, elevate. Pretty good, Jake.
Chicken pot pie! Chicken pot pie!
Chicken pot pie, Jake.
Coming your way, Eddie, rockin' fire! Shoot up, baby, shoot up, boy! I ain't got the number, mister! Watch it go long this time, Eddie.
Ready, Jim.
And now for Fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo, Jim.
First, the fettuccine. And then a little Italian named Fredo. Mamma mia, nothing to live in a fringe. I'm talking to you.
Let her rip, Jim.
Here compared to the Institute.
Yeah, I sort of like actual nature.
Full boat, ladies and cowboys.
What are y'all doing, huh? Ah, poker. It looks like I'm gonna have to teach you a little lesson in gaming. Put on the eggs, Mama, because Daddy's gonna bring home the bacon. Know what I mean?
Sure, Ernest. Hey, deal them in, Oz.
Come on over here, good luck. Yeah, I remember once I was playing Dollar Annie with a bunch of roughnecks from down around the oil fields of Delacroix. We were playing five-card Mexican gorilla sweat, deuces and traces wild, and boys, I was catching cards like I had 12 fingers, you know what I mean?
I get paid on Fridays, I could let you have $30 a week. That means I'd be paid up in 14 years. Couple of months.
Oh. Site 4 is going to be cleared tonight, and they're still in there.
There are such things as laws. There are proper channels. You can't just go into somebody's house and take
the... Hey. What are you doing here?
They're still in there.
Sherman. Can we not give this family just a little more time?
Do they have any legal right to be there?
Technically, no.
Then get rid of them.
Thank you.
This house is the last thing in our way.
Oh,
tell you, you ain't gonna take her home. I don't care what the paper says.
No! No!
Get out of here! Get out of here now!
Now, why don't you give me some more of your excuses as to why you don't have that lease for Camp Kickakee?
Boy, the guys are gonna love this. Am I a genius or what?
Before we begin today's activities, I want to remind you that as a part of the Path of the Brave, each cabin will have a project. That project should reflect the proud tradition of Camp Kickakee. The winner of last year's competition made a full Indian ceremonial headdress.
So what?
This year, I hope that one of our group will do even better. Okay, fellas, let's get to it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, men, I want you to give some special thought to the competition Mr. Tipton talked about. Who knows? We might even beat them at their own game. Yeah, with a little teamwork, with a little blood and sweat and tears, we might just win. Oh, come on, even a flounder takes sides. Anybody got any ideas?
We could quit because we don't have a chance.
Quit?
Well, you know they ain't gonna let us win anything. They don't even want us to be here.
Let's move out. Everybody to the archery range.
Come on, fellas. We gotta at least try. I know. We could build an authentic Indian teepee. You know, we could cut some tall poles and we could get some paint and some special lashings and...
Ernest, if you really want to build a teepee, I'll help you.
Move it, short stuff. We're waiting.
Ah! 21 degrees northwest, 5-7 degrees southeast, divided by 6, carry the 1.
Well, hi, Ernest.
Oh, hi, Nurse St. Cloud.
Are you lost again?
Oh, no, no, no. The woods are my home. Yes, I have a working knowledge of every square inch of this camp. I am at one with nature. Yeah? It's all right here. A keen sense of direction and a firm grasp on the throttle that controls the elements.
Here, have something to eat.
Thank you. Ah, peanut butter on white bread. My favorite rustic outdoor food. Ah, this is the life. The great outdoors. A beautiful woman. Plenty of food. And fire ants. Fire ants! Oh!
Shh. Whatever you do, keep a straight face.
Yeah. Ernest,
The boys are here to see you.
Hey, Ernest. You okay? We heard about the army of fire ants.
Yeah, we brought you a cheer-up present. Here.
Ah. Thanks, fellas. You know, whatever they may say about you, I'm going to say, hey, you're talking about my guys, know what I mean?
Go ahead. Smile, Ernest. They're good. Mm. Notice their aromatic bouquet.
This is swell. This is the best get-well present I ever had. Know what I mean?
Well, we'll see you, Ernest.
Yeah, man, we'll be seeing you.
Catch you later.
Okay.
Well, thanks, fellas.
Oh, man.
Those kids are really great, aren't they? That's what they brought you?
It's a get-well present from the boys.
That's poison ivy, Ernest. And with that much coverage, you're going to need another shot.
Not again. Gosh.
He was hugging it and everything. He said it was his best kid ever.
Boys, I'm really disappointed in you. That wasn't very nice.
It was just a joke. Yeah, besides, he's a jerk.
Yeah, well, we didn't mean to do anything or...
Yeah, we didn't mean nothing by it.
Okay, you're right.
Seems like the harder I try, the worse things get. I like the boys, but I don't think they like me. Mr. Tipton's chewed me out twice. I guess I had it coming, but it's still no fun, know what I mean? This counselor business is harder than I thought. But it's what I want to do. Come on, Pokey. I need to talk to somebody. I know you're dormant and cold-blooded and all that, but... Ow! Ow! Ow, Pokey! Ow! You heartless beast! Ow! Ow! Pokey, my sinus is Pokey! Oh, you said you'd never do this again! Ow!
Ow. Hey, Ernest! You got a turtle in your nose, man!
Oh, no. It's a zit. It comes back every now and then.
Hey, come on, fellas. We can jerk that sucker off there in just a second.
Yeah.
No. The only way to get him off is to sing him to sleep.
Okay, guys, come on. Okay. A one, a two. A one, two, three.
Remember me and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together.
So how is the weather?
Who's here? It's the last chance, boys. How you doing, guys?
They let you guys run around loose.
What are you making? It's like a skeleton or something.
It's a kayak, airhead. And this baby's gonna win the competition again for us this year, pal.
So what are you guys making?
None of your business.
Oh, a secret project, huh? I wonder what that could be.
I bet they don't have anything.
We do, too.
Oh, sure you do.
Hey, you don't know nothing about nothing, Blondie, and I know that for a fact.
And you'll see it soon enough.
Yeah, when we win.
Ooh, I'm real scared.
Hey, man, come on. Push me, punk. Come on. Have you seen a soprano?
Shut up.
Come on.
Come on, Vargas.
They don't have anything.
Boy, a bunch of losers.
Okay, guys, come
on. You got me
climbing.
Come on. Up on the bottom. Got me thinking that we just can't lose. We're pulling together, we're getting stronger. Got a second chance and we'll break through. Cause when you're fighting for your life, you hold on tight. Don't
No, Moose, recreating your genuine Indian artifact is not just another handicraft. It is a art.
Ernest?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if we win this contest, we could stay here forever and not have to go back to that old institute?
Well, if it was up to me, Moose, you'd stay right here from now on.
Is it up to you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, it's no use talking to the old Indian. I mean, the old guy can't stop talking about the old ways. Spirits, this kind of voodoo mumbo-jumbo. Sherman, you don't understand. The old guy will not listen to reason. I mean, who can own a tree?
What?
Nothing.
You just haven't tried hard enough. Money talks.
Sherman, we could be on very shaky ground here. There's the old treaty.
This is the real world. We're playing hardball. Just can't be soft and polite and expect things to come your way. I got too much riding on this. And I'm not going to let some old Indian throw a monkey wrench into it.
Boys have really jumped into this competition with both feet.
They just needed something to be proud of.
Hey, Crutch. Next time I run away from the Institute, I'm going to build myself one of these things.
Hey, dudes, check it out. Now that's no slouch job.
Hey, you know, we just might win this thing.
You know, I think I might have a knack for this construction beast.
And then he thought he heard it. And that's when Vernon turned around and looked in his rear window. And there, staring back at him, was the Hook Man. So he stomped on the gas and he tore out of there. And the next day, Vernon went out to get in his car. And there, hanging on the rear view mirror, was the Hook.
I thought it was supposed to be on the door handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally, but then Vernon hung it on the rearview mirror, you know, like a souvenir, like dice and baby shoes.
Uh-huh.
Will anybody else have an interesting story? Chief, can you tell us a big story?
We haven't seen a girl weather cross her here. Dakota, Nina Dakota.
I speak to the young braves so that they may know of the old ways.
Wale, Dima, Gishke, Gishke, Gawanama.
I speak to them so that they may know what this ground holds of the spirits of the past.
Wikapiota, Nina Dakota, Pesuta Wakahitanye, Wataka Naye, Ajia.
When a young brave was ready to become a warrior, it was here that he was called by the wise men and the elders.
Wahali, Gogoshne, Tuzo.
If he had faith in the Great One, the knife would not cut him.
Agayut, Yutawa Nawe.
If he had courage, true courage, the rock would not break him.
Manane, Waga, Musa, Musa Nawene.
If the brave was pure of heart, the arrow could not catch him. And then he would become a warrior, as someday you will. And that was called the ceremony of the blade, the stone, and the arrow.
Like in our culture, paper, rock, scissors.
Man, that sure was some rough the old chief was putting on us.
Yeah, I wonder if that stuff is true.
Well, you wouldn't catch me standing around letting some lunatic throw knives at me.
Yeah. did this.
What do you think?
Hey, let's get him.
Looks like you fellas forgot something here. We wouldn't want you to get thirsty now, would we, fellas? So we come to repay the favor.
You boys are out of control. I mean, this last fight, it was the last straw. I've got other campers I've got to think about here. I think it's best for all concerned if we just send them on back to the institution where they can get the supervision they need.
Don't do it, sir.
Ernest, it's not really your fault. It's my fault. I thought you could do it. I was wrong.
But it's not fair to send them back. It's not their fault. Maybe I was a bad counselor. They shouldn't have to suffer for that. Look, if you give the Second Chance boys another chance, and me another chance, that'll be three chances, and added to the two chances we had before, that makes number six chances.
One. Okay, Ernest. One more chance. I'll let the boys stay. But they better get with the program. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes, sir. Thank you. Ofendi Sahib. Thank you.
They were all set to send you boys back to the Institute when you know who stepped in and saved the day.
See, I told you he wasn't such a dork.
But they burned it, Ernest.
One monkey don't stop no show. We can still win this thing.
Oh, come on, Ernest. What's the point?
The point is to do your best always. To always give it your best shot.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's the path of the brave.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to let them put me down. I'm going to build this thing over.
Hey, yeah, guy, he's right. Come on, let's go.
Ernest, it's lead pipe cinch. Yeah.
Cloud. This looks like a museum. I can feel the history here. Mr. Wincloud, I am Sherman Crater, Crater Mining Corporation. My attorney, Mr. Blatz, has conveyed to you my very... generous offer to obtain a lease on a portion of land that used one of the last members of your tribe control. I'm here to double that offer. I know it's not very fair to me, but I realize there's a lot of sentimental attachment here. And I'm prepared to offer you a 10% royalty on all the petricite that we can mine out of the Kankakee area. 10%! Mr. Wincloud. I don't think you understand. And you'd be a fool not to sign this paper. Mr. Wincloud, you have to sign this paper. It's your patriotic duty. Do you understand a word I've been saying?
Chief, your canoe is in the river. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company.
What the hell, honey?
Excuse me. I'm Bob Wilson. Maybe you can help me. Department of Soils and Water Conservation. I'm having a little problem communicating with Mr. Wincloud here. You see, there's a strip mining company on the upper part of the river. And I'm getting all the landowners here to sign this petition to stop their activities before they completely ruin the river. Now, maybe you can talk to them. Sign this.
Communicating with your Native American cultures is a specialty of mine. I'm bilingual. It's a difficult skill, but one which I acquired after years of study. Mister, you have come to the right man. No problemo. Comprendo a deja vu?
Yes, I do, yeah. Thank you.
Krishna Mazako.
This is a sad day for Camp Kickakee. I've got here a signed order that says the camp's got to close.
What?
Sorry, fellas. We're going to have to pack and leave.
What's happened? This doesn't make any sense.
The chief has signed away control of the land. The Crater Mining Company. Crater takes over the day after tomorrow. They're going to move in their heavy equipment, and they are going to destroy everything around here. Looking for some mineral. Sorry, guys. Sorry this happened. Somebody had to fast talk the chief into signing. Hey, guys, let's get packed up. We got to get out of here.
There are only two people here who can communicate with Grandfather.
It's all a great big misunderstanding. I'll fix it up. Know what I mean? I'll fix it. You'll see.
Go back to the institution. What else?
I was getting to like it here. Hey, I ain't going back to no institution.
Me neither.
No way.
Nobody's gonna have to go anywhere.
I knew you'd think of something, Ernest.
You've got a plan?
Yep. I'm gonna settle this lease thing once and for all.
Yeah, settle it, Ernest.
Yeah, this I wanna see.
Of course, I might have to jack a few jaws, pass out a couple of knuckle sandwiches.
All right, now you're talking.
Come on, fellas, let's watch the man work. Yeah.
See these hands? Huh? 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 You see them? If I put these hands in my pockets, I will be arrested for carrying concealed deadly weapons. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah! 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 Yeah!
I want to talk to the punk who is responsible for the actions of this company. Now! Looks pretty well jacked. Real nice. Nice hat, too.
Come on, Ernest, get up!
He comes over here and bothers us again. I'm gonna give him one of these over here and one of those over there.
Come on, Ernest, get off!
Hey, give me a hand over here, bud. Let's get this laid out. Hand me that
blueprint. I guess there ain't much to Ernest.
Yeah, he ain't nothing. Jack his jaw, Ernest. That's a bunch of bull.
I believe in you, Ernest. But there's just some things you can't do nothing about.
I had the first two or three of them right where I wanted them. And then the others jumped me.
It's a brave thing you did, Ernest. Almost makes up for the dumb thing you did with Granddad. Wish I could have been there.
It wasn't a place for women. The damage done there tonight was not a pretty sight. Ernest, the Hammer Worrell, warrior of the sacred land of our fathers, or your fathers. I could have. I had to. This place, these kids, it's everything to me. I was a counselor. I had everything. And now it's all gone.
Raining, there's always something to be thankful for. I'm awfully glad it's raining, 'cause no one sees your teardrops when it pours, and no one knows the thunder is your heartbreak in disguise. They think the rainy nights, what put that sad look in your eyes? Sure, I'm glad it's raining. The gentle rhythm soothes the pain inside. I'm glad the stars aren't shining. A wounded warrior needs a place to hide. I thought I had found someone I could count on till the end. What they wanted was a hero. All I needed was a friend. Gee, I'm glad it's raining. I hope the morning sun won't come up soon. As long as it keeps raining, no one knows my heart broke right in two. I thought I had found someone I could count on till the end. What they wanted was a hero. All I needed was a friend. Sure, I'm glad it's raining. I'm awfully glad it's raining.
What are you boys doing here? You should have gone with the others.
We ain't going back.
You can't stay here. They're going to wipe out this whole area soon.
Where's Ernest?
Probably packing his stuff.
He's dumber than a bucket full of hair, ain't he?
You know what dumb is? Dumb is not knowing who your friends are. Ernest is the only person in the world who cared about you. He tried to help you. He stood up for you when nobody else in the world even wanted to know you. Ernest is losing everything he cares about. His home, his job, everything. And all you can think about is what you want.
Yeah. No more counselor, Ernest. No more shaping and molding young minds into a focused worldview. No more Camp Kickakee.
Ernest, we've been thinking.
Yeah. We ain't got much of a chance, but we got a plan.
If we stop those miners, then there will be a Camp Kickakee.
Boys, we can't stop those miners. Look what they did to me, and that was just one of them.
Come on, Ernest. That don't sound like no path of the brave to me.
I don't want to go back to no institution. I want to stay right here with you.
Yeah, me too.
We all do, Ernest.
Yeah, come on, Ernest.
Come on, we can get
on. Yeah, come on, Lawrence.
Hey, it's the path of the brave.
Come on, we can get on.
Yeah, let's go for it. We can do it.
Come on, we can do it, Ernest.
You know what I think? I think we might just could beat them.
All right.
And run them off this land.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we might just get a little bit rowdy.
All right.
And it might be an ugly thing to watch.
Yeah.
We got a plan?
Yeah.
Me for you.
And you for me.
What are you jerks doing here?
I thought you ran away with the others.
I think they missed us.
We wouldn't want you guys to have to get in a fight without us. Come on.
Hey, ya ho, hey, ya ho, hey, ya ho, hey, ya ho.
Grandfather, you can't do this. These are children. Ernest, are you crazy? Those are grown men out there. You don't stand a chance.
They ain't gonna get this camp.
We can't win this fight without legal help.
They ain't gonna get this camp.
Okay, Bobby Wayne, Crutchfield, you go this way with the multi-gun.
Check.
Okay, Vargas, Danny, you take the spit. Moose, you come with me to the lantern launcher.
Ready.
Operate the crane. Your little shoots packed. Death from above. That's good.
216 by 121.
I'm scared, son.
We're all scared, son.
Okay, ready?
Airborne!
Click!
Now! Sherman, you carried this way too far. Now let's cut our losses and seek legal satisfaction.
It's no business any longer. This is personal.
Sherman, you're crazy.
Okay, come on, fellas, let's get out of here.
Come on. So what do we do?
Get anything that'll burn.
Let's go. Enough.
We still don't have a chance.
Stand back. I got it.
The most powerful substance known to man. Exeronius. Experimental series 106.
Fight it, Pennington.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, Ernest?
Path of the brave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's over. Dead meat, deep six, the groundhogs are bringing their mail.
The knife would not cut him.
He missed. I can't believe he missed.
If he had courage, true courage, the rock would not break him. If the brave was pure of heart, the arrow could not catch him.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Looks like this one's out of your hands, Crater.
Attorney admitted that they tricked my grandfather, so everything is behind us now.
Yep, and my boys don't have to go back to the Institute, and this camp has a year-round counselor.
I'm really proud of you, Ernest. You did what nobody else could have done.
Yep, I guess I'm just a take-charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes, know what I mean? Rope's a little loose.
What happened?
Tomichigaga Saga.
Well, at least nobody was hurt.
Quintessential eggs erroneous. Someone's gonna taste this. Eddie?
Aronius is perfect. It's what we've been waiting for.
It's me.
Perfect.
Not me, Jake.
Here